David Bevan on 891 AM Digital Radio and the ABC Listen app.
What did you tell people this morning in terms of advice to?
So I may have organised my own music because if people are coming to me on technology,
yes,
this is a red letter day.
It is. It is. Well, a lot of people are saying that whatever advice you gave this morning at breakfast
works.
Helped them.
Okay, all right. So, all right, here we go. So here's the important stuff. So there is a MyGov account, which I think everybody knows, but that's the federal one, and there's the MySAGov app, okay? And that's what you've been QR coding in and using, most of you, all righty? So essentially what we're trying to do is get the vaccination status onto that MySAGov account. Now, the easiest two things to start and understand before anything. It is a lot easier if your Medicare card is attached to your MyGov account, and that's really quite easy to do, okay? So make sure your Medicare card is attached to the MyGov one, the federal one.
Okay, alrighty? So you go, and in order to do that,
you can just go to the MyGov account and it will give you prompts if it says, do you want to attach your Medicare card to it? And then you follow the prompts. There's a lot of green boxes there and it's a step-by-step. So that's just to make sure you've got that first,
now,
okay?
And you'll have to have a whole lot of information at your fingertips to do that because the Medicare side of this will ask you, for instance, for your bank account that's linked to your Medicare card, it'll ask you questions like, when did you last use your Medicare card at a GP?
I didn't end up having to do that.
I didn't. Yep, I thought, well, I haven't even got a GP.
Well, and you certainly need your Medicare card, don't you? So that was part of it.
Yeah, so you're going to need some information at your fingertips.
Okay. So that's that. Although Troy just did that and he found it quite easy, didn't he?
Troy's a smarty pants. He's sitting out there looking very smug.
Okay, so then the next thing to make sure you do is just make sure that my SAGov app is updated. And we actually have had people say the easiest way to make sure it was updated was to get rid of it off your phone and just reload it, okay? So that might just be a little trick for you, all righty? So make sure that it's there and it's updated. Then when you get on, wait for it, it's okay. When you get onto there, onto the My SA whatever, you can log in there and then you just click on the vaccination status banner, right? Click on that, all righty?
Right. You're following this?
Everyone's got that? Then what that does is take you to that federal MyGov account where your Medicare information and your vaccination stuff is stored, and then you can scroll through there.
Because we did that earlier.
That's right, where it says proof of COVID-19 vaccination.
Right.
If you click on that, that then shows your – a big green box will come up that says view history under your immunisation history, and then you click on that, and then it has an option where it says share with check-in app. And that's what you want to do. And when you click on that, it throws up all the check-in apps from right around the country.
Mm.
You want to go to the South Australian one. Do that. Make sure you press finish on the very end of it and it should be there for you.